Seamus Fahey, you're a director of Merion Private Falls, which is a safety deposit company which is about to open or has just opened in Dublin. You're very, very welcome to this morning's show. So thank you for coming on air. Seamus, can you tell us a small bit about your company? It's just, this is just something I saw the other day on a website, and I found it fascinating. But it's to do with safety deposit boxes in Dublin. Can you tell us a little bit about the company?
I can indeed. Merion Private Falls, yeah, it's the first independent safety deposit box facility in Dublin. So it's a purpose-built vault located just off Merion Square, and we'll have several thousand safety deposit boxes to rent. And the box sizes will be, you know, the smallest standard box is 3 inches by 5 inches by 2 inches, you know, and that starts at €300 per annum. So if you've got valuables at home, you know, expensive jewellery, family mementos, you know, important paperwork such as deeds or your will, you can store all those with us safely in our vault.
And is this the first in Ireland? I would have thought the banks would have done this. I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at the James Bond pictures or something.
Sure. In the past, Irish banks did offer this service, but I set up a business, a diamond business, about 5 years ago, and I came back to Dublin looking for a safety deposit box, and none of the banks would give me one. They said that historically they did offer this service to their clients, but they've withdrawn that service now. You know yourself, banks, they're getting out of bricks and mortar. Yeah, they want you online.
Yeah.
So they're not interested in offering this service. So in the business I did set up, it was a diamond business. All my suppliers in Antwerp and in Dublin had safety deposit boxes.
Yeah.
In Antwerp and London. So as I said, when I came back to Dublin, I could not get a safety deposit box, and that's where the idea stemmed from.
Now, I mean, just on a practical basis, I mean, if I had, we do a lot of business, electronic fund transfers and things like that, obviously online and accounts, and there's no need for us to go to the bank now. But a lot of us, well, I'm not one of them, but you might have, for example, your grandfather's watch or your great grandmother's gold brooch or something, and that needs to be kept somewhere.
Sure.
Now, if I go along to you with my great grandmother's gold brooch, is that going to be insured, or how does it work?
Well, we will be offering an insurance option.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to be offering policies that are underwritten by Lloyd's of London insurers.
Yeah.
So we'll be offering insurance options from €5,000 upwards.
I get
so my advice is if you're putting expensive jewellery into the box, get an up-to-date insurance valuation done on it. Bring it to a jewellery valuer in Dublin and have some piece of paperwork to say that item is yours.
Now, of course, it doesn't necessarily have to be jewellery. I mean, I presume a lot of people would have old photographs
that might
be priceless to them, or documentation or manuscripts or something.
And it's not of a high monetary value, but it's worth a lot to them, you know, for sentimental reasons.
Did it cost much to set up this thing? I presume architecturally it must be quite involved.
Oh, yeah. The whole vault and the security systems were designed by security experts that work on behalf of Lloyd's of London Insurance. So before Lloyd's of London would insure the facility, they sent their experts over to us to spec the whole vault and the systems. So the vault has been built from scratch, because we were looking at former bank vaults around Dublin City, but none of them met the latest technology. So it was much better and much more secure to start from scratch.
Seamus, what happens, again, sorry to be negative now, but what happens if we say somebody in the underworld, criminal underworld, wants to hide stuff in your vault?
Sure. Yeah. Well, the signing up process for our boxes, you've got to come with a copy of your passport or your driver's license, so we've got photographic ID.
Yeah.
We'll also need a recent utility bill, less than 3 months old, and we're also going to have fingerprint technology. So for you to get through certain doors and into the vault, it's going to be biometric access, so you're going to have to use your fingerprint.
Yeah.
So, you know, Dublin criminal underworld, they'll have much easier options to store their ill-gotten gains than coming to us.
I understand. It all sounds very... I can't think of what's the program, the Da Vinci Code, I think it was.
Yeah,
Is it that kind of a vault?
It's a high-tech... facility for sure.
And who do you think would be using it? What's your...
Oh, listen, our target market is, you know, anyone with valuables at home. You know, so you could be a retired couple and you've got your title deed, you've your mortgage cleared and you've title deeds at home. You may have family mementos, you may have expensive jewellery. You know, it can be businesses that have, you know, important documents that they're storing. For example, solicitors all over the country will be storing title deeds for their clients. They may find that it's a lot more secure with us. Or businesses may want to have their backup memory sticks or their data stored in the box. So really, you know, we've been pre-selling the boxes for the last 2 weeks at our sales office on St. Stephen's Green. And the customer base, it's a mixture of clients.
Now, I mean, your cheapest box is what, about €300?
It's €300 per annum, and that's our standard box, but that's proving to be the most popular.
Yeah, and that's not really, I suppose, a lot if you were to insure something. If you were to lose something to pay in €300, I mean, is what... It's not even a cheap holiday. It's not a lot of money.
No, it's not. And for peace of mind, it's very little.
And so you're not just dealing with the top 1%. I presume are you targeting the ordinary person?
Absolutely. Anyone that's got valuables, and even students are coming into us. We're getting a lot of foreign students who are renting a property in Dublin and they can't get contents insurance and they've got passports at home and whatever else. They're actually renting boxes from us.
Yeah, I get you. And I suppose, you can always hide stuff in the attic, but in case of fire or flood or...
Absolutely.
You know.
And if someone breaks into your house now, one of the first places the burglars go is up to the attic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Seamus Fahey, Director of Merion Private Vaults, thank you very, very much for taking our call. I wish you well and success with your new venture. And it's an unusual one, but thank you very, very much.
Great, thank you.